Report: Hunter's Las Vegas call girl won $20,000 PPP check as a female-owned sole proprietorship. By Wendell Hasebo on June 9, 2022. Hunter Biden's Las Vegas call girl, Cheryl Dubose, won a $20,207 Paycheck Protection Program (PPP) check under a female-owned sole proprietorship designation. Dubose's check reportedly was doled out to her under the criteria of independent artists, writers, and performers. The check was reportedly sent to her person instead of a business because she alleged her work was performed under a sole proprietorship, the Daily Wire reported. Text messages recovered from Hunter's laptop show that Hunter and Dubose had lots in common, including drugs, according to the Daily Wire. "Honestly, babe, the problem is you have too many girls there," she wrote in one August 2018 text to the younger Biden. "I understand you like a lot of girls, but that's fine. Do one at a time at the tops, to which is fine, but just hire the second girl for like 1 hour." Dubose also asked Hunter for help combating a drug dealer on August 23, 2018. "Eric keeps threatening me, and now he has someone named Keaton threatening me too, who just got out of prison or whatever. Can you please help me? Like, he scares me a lot. I hate it when men threaten women," she wrote. "Hi beautiful, how are you? Been too long," Biden wrote, also asking her to FaceTime naked. He arranged it to pay her to ensure her phone plan would have data for the call. On March 1, he sent her $500 through Venmo, according to emails on his laptop. During the coronavirus pandemic, the PPP loans were ripe for fraud. According to CBS News, a total of $813 billion in PPP loans went out in all. And a new report shows more than 70,000 loans totaling over $4.6 billion in potentially fraudulent PPP loans are now being called into question. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.